Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. We're not standing, we're not fighting this battle by ourselves.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, A Time to Speak and a Time to Pray.
Speak the Word.
I want to start out with the scriptures today from Matthew 7, 7 and 8 in the God Word translation. It says, Ask and you will receive, search and you will find, knock and the door will be open for you. In verse 8, it says, Everyone who asks will receive. The one who searches, he says, will find. And for the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And in Mark 11:23, in the God Word translation, it says, I can guarantee this truth. This is Jesus talking. And Jesus is saying, I can guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt. He says, it's going to be done for someone that doesn't doubt, but believes what He says. You got to believe what you say will happen. He said He can say to this mountain, be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and He says it will be done for him. And verse 24 says, that's why I tell you to have faith that you have already received whatever you pray for, and it will be yours. Let me stop here and expound a little bit on this verse where it says, that's why I tell you to have faith that you've already received whatever you pray for and it will be yours. He's saying here, a lot of people don't understand this. I think they don't really believe that they're healed until all the symptoms vanish, but that's not true. The Bible says that as soon as you pray, if you're praying for healing, as soon as you pray for your body or that of someone else, it's healed right then. Now, maybe the symptoms don't disappear right away for you, but this is where your faith is going to come in handy because you need the faith to believe, you know, what you're saying. So if you really truly believe the Word of God and you're speaking that, then those symptoms aren't going to go away. You're just going to have to be patient, but you're going to have to stay in faith and know that God's Word works. So today I want to share with you about getting some more answers for if you're like most, and I think you are, that you probably wish that God would answer your prayers more quickly. I know that I have. So the title that I've given to this teaching today is called A Time to Speak and A Time to Pray. Brothers and sisters, there is a time when we really need to speak to that situation. We need to speak to that sickness, or we need to speak to that bank account or that checkbook or your finance, whatever. We need to speak to it instead of praying about it. But you can pray and you can speak too, but God is telling us that we need to speak to it. And one of the main ways to get your prayers answered sooner that I found is to let God do what we ask Him to do without trying to do it ourselves and without interfering with Him. In other words, even though God wants us to be specific with our prayer request, He should also be allowed to have the final authority over our situations. Friends, we need to allow God the freedom to modify our request or alter them in a way that will work best for us. You know, you want your prayers answered, but sometimes we pray amiss, and maybe we're praying in a way that maybe wouldn't be good for us. So we have to let the Lord trust Him to know what we need to pray for. We have to understand, too, that God knows more about us than we know about ourselves. I found through my prayer requests that we don't always know how to pray over our circumstances. And this is another reason that we should give God the freedom to help us. The Word also tells us that when we don't know how to pray, that the Holy Spirit will help us. He tells us this in Romans 8, 26, in the NIV version. The Apostle Paul says, in the same way, the Holy Spirit helps us when we are weak. We don't know what we should pray for, but the Spirit Himself prays for us. He prays through groans, he says, too deep for words. Verse 27 says, God, who looks into our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit, and the Spirit prays for God's people just as God wants him to pray. And I'd like to share an example of what I mean by allowing God to prevail in our circumstances. It's an experience that I had back in 2005. You know, sometimes I think back to a particular time when I was praying and asking God for His help. And I think about what would have happened if I would have gotten my prayers answered the way I wanted Him to answer them. You know, I bet some of you could say the same thing. I bet some of you out there listening today have prayed prayers or was asking God for things that maybe you wished you hadn't, wished He could have done it differently. I remember back in 2005, I was having what we know in the South referred to as a pig picking. And I had about 100 friends or so and family members that were coming. And of course, at the same time that I was having this outing, at the same time I was planning it, I was having a new roof put on my house. And if that wasn't enough, I was having my deck painted. You know, I was having that repainted too. My husband David's always telling me that I want it yesterday. But I know sometimes that when I want something done, next thing I know, I get two or three things going on at one time and I get overwhelmed. And that was what was happening. The people were working on the roof and painting the deck and working in the yard at the same time, you know, because I want everything to look nice, you know, for my family and my friends. And, you know, so I've been praying that God would help the crew complete all this work at a particular time. I wanted it to be ready, like I said before, I wanted it to be ready and look really good when my friends and my family came. And I was getting concerned because it didn't look like in the natural that the men were going to finish on time. You know, because when I looked at the men working on my roof and all the stuff going on in the natural, that's what we get hung up on, the natural. Because in the natural, it didn't look like they were going to finish in time. But sometimes we were talking about praying earlier, because we pray and in the natural, the pain is still there. Or in the natural, we still owe those bills. But we have to understand that there's a big difference between natural and supernatural. So in the natural, it didn't look like things were going to take place as I wanted them to. But we also know that, like I just said, that there's a big difference between the natural and the supernatural. So I just kept praying and I kept telling God what needed to be done in order for them to complete this job. Just like He didn't already know, it never occurred to me to trust God to do it His way. It didn't occur to me that God knew exactly what to do in order for it to all come together, the way that I would like to have it done. But you know, friends, God did answer my prayers. However, He did not do it. He did not do it the way I had asked Him, nor did He do it on the day that I asked Him. And so, you know, today and even then, I was so thankful that He didn't. I think now that it's all over, if God had have answered my prayers when I wanted Him to, and if He'd have answered them the way I wanted Him to, I would have had a huge mess on my hands, because the men were late in getting my roof on, and that turned out to be a blessing in disguise, for the paint on the deck was still wet, and you can only imagine what it would have been like if they had finished the job and the paint being wet and all that black stuff falling down on my deck. And the men working on the roof, you know, they made a real mess, and so I had black stuff all over my newly painted deck. But I thank God that it had time to dry, because of God's grace and because of His mercy in answering my prayer. It all worked out because the deck had time to dry before the roof got finished. And so it wasn't a problem, you know, getting all that stuff, you know, off my deck. But God having mercy on me, He did it my way. God let me know I was asking Him for His help, and He pointed out to me that you and I, when we ask Him for His help, then we try to do it ourselves. We interfere and try to do it ourselves. And I'm having a lot more success with getting my prayers answered.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Hello, friends. Today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.